Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. Commanders will be back at the office, back to work tomorrow with OTAs ongoing in Ashburn. And Nick Gates and his teammates will be back on the grass trying to get ready for week one in the Arizona Cardinals. Gates is the brand new center, expected to start in the middle of this reworked offensive line for Washington. And he joins us right now on G&D on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Former New York Giant for four seasons before coming over to Washington in free agency this year. Nick, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. How you been?
No problem. Thanks for having me on. I've been good. You know, just got acclimated to living out here in Virginia and, you know, just having to, you know, trying to figure that out. So it's going good.
Enjoy the traffic. Probably used to that coming from the parts of the Northeast, man.
How does it work? Speaking of traffic, when you play for the Giants, you guys are in, but East Rutherford for games. Nobody lives in the city. Like, where do you live and where do you train?
Yeah, nobody. There was like two or three guys, I think, my whole 5-year career over there that lived in the city. So it was just too much of a pain in the butt to go back and forth. And, you know, it was too much traffic. But most of the guys live either like right around the Rutherford, East Rutherford, Clifton, or a lot of guys that live down by the water, which is like Fort Lee, it was like Port Imperial, like those places. And, you know, it's like 15, 20 minutes from the water to the stadium. But I live right in, East Rutherford, or Lyndhurst, that's what it was called. And I was like 5 minutes from the facility, which was nice. You could see the facility from my balcony.
Nick, what attracted you to here? Why did you want to come here? What did they tell you? What did they promise you? All sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, they gave me an offer. And they always had a good team on paper, and, you know, they always played us tough. And, you know, it feels like they're just always, you know, just one or two steps behind, you know, not making the playoffs and stuff. And they were really close. But, you know, they're a good young team, and I'm excited to, you know, get going and play with these guys.
We've talked a lot about how the O-line could end up being the key to this whole season because Sam Howell as a young quarterback is going to need some help. Curious to get your thoughts on just how this has come together here. There's a little bit of a competition on one side of you at guard with Sadiq Charles and Chris Paul. Looks like maybe Sam Cosmi is going to be the guard on the other side. But what do you make of how the lines come together? Because there could potentially be four new starters with Charles Leno.
We're all starting to, you know, try to settle in with each other and figure each other's sets out, which is, today was probably our better practice we've had of OTAs. And, you know, I just felt like everybody's more comfortable with each other and starting to figure things out. And, you know, it takes a couple practices and a couple, you know, plays to get used to each other because everybody has their own little different niches and, you know, things they got to, you know, that they do during the game. But I think it's going good pretty far.
What's different about Eric Bieniemy's offense versus kind of what you've done?
Yeah, we're huddling and, you know, getting in the huddle and, you know, kind of not going slow, but we're slower than I was in my last offense and not as many code words and things like that. But, you know, we're still, you know, we're in passing camp, so I can't tell exactly how he's going to call it. Or not passing camp, it's OTAs, but it's like a passing camp, you know. There's not really run blocking and things like that. So it's kind of hard to tell how he's going to call games and how that's going to be so far. But, you know, so far I like it. He brings the energy every day and, you know, it's fun to play for him.
Can you give us an idea? Nick Gates, the starting center for the Commanders, who they signed this offseason, former New York Giant, is with us on G&D. Like, what these OTA days are like? How much time is spent, like, in the classroom? And then what are you actually doing when you're on the practice field? And whether or not you feel like they are important? Because I know they're optional. Not everyone is always going to show up, but you've obviously decided to opt in. What gets done at these?
Yeah, you know, our day usually starts around 8, 9 o'clock, depending on, you know, what phase it is. And we usually have about 2 hours of meetings, an hour and a half, 2 hours of meetings. And then we usually have, like, it was phase one, we were on the field for, I think, an hour, and then went and lifted. Now we have practice for, like, an hour and 45 to 2 hours, and we're out there, and then we have a 30-minute meeting right after. But, yeah, no, it's been going good. So it's, I think OTAs, it helps build chemistry, and, you know, you're not banging on each other, so you're kind of, you know, you're not so much the body, your body's not hurting from it. And, you know, just, I think it builds camaraderie and, you know, gets everybody used to each other and, you know, kind of build relationships with each other.
New Washington lineman Nick Gates joining us here on Grant and Danny. Nick, you had to go up against this defensive front when you were in New York, you know, the Daron Paynes, the Jonathan Allens, the Montez Sweats, Chase Young and company. What did you think about them from afar, and kind of what have you learned since you've been here for these few days?
Yeah, and I had to go against them for the last, what was it, 4 or 5 years, and it's always, they were always tough. You know, they always got, that was like their main focus when we would talk about their defense, was their, you know, their front four and how we couldn't let them wreck the games. And, you know, to be honest with you, this is, I always didn't like playing Washington because, you know, Payne has that hunt move and, you know, he's really good at it. And it's kind of hard to stop. And, you know, or not Payne, Allen has a hunt move. And Payne, just, he's a quick, twitchy guy. And he still has a little hunt move too, but he's good. They're just really both good and talented. And, you know, they work hard. They're not lazy, which you usually find with guys that are, you know, bigger names and, you know, are good players. They kind of get lazy a little bit. Those two are not like that at all.
What's Allen's move that you think's helped him be so effective? You're using we don't know it.
Remember Reggie White back in the day?
The hump move, the Reggie White hump?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has the same move, and it's once he sinks it in, there's nothing you can really do about it. So
really, it's a pretty dominant move. That's interesting. And Payne had a crazy year last year. I mean, he'd gone from pretty much like a 4 or 5 sack guy to 11 sacks, and we're hoping he can sustain that. Got a big contract. What helps him to be so effective getting to the quarterback from the inside?
Yeah, he's strong, fast, and twitchy. And he has a plethora of moves he can pull out there. He can beat you inside, he can beat you outside, or he can go down the middle of you if he has to. So he seems like he always has a good plan for rushers, and, you know, he attacks your weaknesses, and, you know, that's what he's good at, I feel like.
What do you like to do away from football?
I'm a big cook, love to cook, and big sushi guy. So I tend to, you know, do that or go out and eat, and big foodie. So that's probably, if I probably wasn't playing football, I'd be a chef.
Can you make your own sushi? Can you do like the rolls, like the, with the fine motor, like teeny tiny finger type moves?
Yeah, I can make it. It's not as, you know, good looking as a good sushi chef would make, but I could do like nigiri or sashimi and things like that. That's what more I'm into. I'm like the omakase style, like sushi, instead of like the normal, like most people know it, it's just like normal. It's a omakase is like a way you serve fish, and like it's like a style of like how they serve it. It's like piece by piece, and it's usually like anywhere from 15 to like 16 courses. And yeah, that's it's a little more expensive than normal sushi, but, you know, it's definitely worth it if you can get to it.
So if I was coming over and you had to impress with a meal, but it had to be good food, not sushi, like actual food, what would you make?
I'm making either a nice New York strip and a cast. I know how to cast and make steak in a cast iron pretty well.
Let's go.
And then, or these lamb loins, which I love. They're one of my favorite. I think they're better than lamb chops.
So that's interesting, because I can remember over the years being around the team forever, like a couple of guys, everyone's on the grill, right? But that really took cooking seriously. Have you always been the best cook on the teams and stuff you were on, where guys will come to your house and you'll make something for them or bring something in, like that kind of guy in the locker room?
Yeah, I've always had to have at least a couple. My house is never, I had an apartment in New York. It was a little 2-bedroom, 1,300 square foot house or place. I really couldn't have many people over, but I'd probably have like 2 or 3 guys over at a time, and I'd make them food and, you know, just hang out and watch the Thursday night game or, you know, the Monday night games and hang out and do that. But yeah, it's usually been me. Like, no, there's not very many people I've met through my career and even in college that like know how to cook or are good at cooking and enjoy it.
Nick, you went to Bishop Gorman, right?
Yes, sir.
That's like the factory at this point, right? Like how many dudes are getting paid to play football that have gone to Bishop Gorman?
Yeah, I think there's 7 or 8 in the league now from this last year. I think there was 3 or 4 guys that got drafted out of there or picked up, which is crazy. So, I mean, there's a couple of good guys. Like Ronnie Stanley, he's the left tackle for the Ravens. He was one of the highest paid left tackles at one point. in the league, and
he won.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And we got it behind the scenes to the program. Yeah, Tate was there at the time.
Tathan, honey.
Tate Martell. But is that school, like, it can't be that all those kids just live there. It's got to be like IMG Academy, where dudes are flying in from around the country to play ball there,
dude,
right?
They're nasty.
Yeah, so no, not really. I think more now they kind of go out and get guys, but when I was there, there really wasn't that. There was all, like, local guys, or you'd get a guy maybe from California or, like, Utah or Arizona that would come in and transfer in, but for the most part, it was mostly people that lived around Vegas, and at least when I was there. Now it's starting to get a little more, but they're not supposed to be able to, like, give scholarships and stuff like that, but I think they find ways around it, and, you know, they're really not supposed to be allowed to do that, because they still play with the public schools in Vegas.
Nick Gates went to Nebraska, now with the Commanders by way of the Giants. So coming out, you were not, I guess, a highly touted prospect, right? You went undrafted. What happened there? Was there an injury, or was it just where you were at your development at that point? Because pretty quickly you ended up being a full-time starter with the Giants. And just take me through the journey, if you would.
Yeah, so I left school early in 2018 from college, after the 2017 season, 2018. I left school early, and, you know, I was going on my third coach. So I didn't really want to do that again. I didn't really, to be honest, I really wasn't, like, loving football at the time. And
who were the coaches? I'm trying to remember the time frame.
I had Bo Pelini, which I think they messed up by firing. And once they fired him, the program kind of went downhill.
Right.
Him and the AD, they had some problems and didn't like each other. So the man won 8 to 10 games every year for 7-8 years, and you're going to fire the man? Like, it was a shock for us. And then I had Mike Riley, who they brought from Oregon State, who was a good coach. He had good assistant coaches. But then they brought Frost in, and I was going to go on my third coach, and I was like, I really don't want to do it again.
That was a mess.
It was going into my senior year, and it was just a lot. And so I was like, you know, I had a couple of agents come and talk to me, a couple of people, like one of the guys from Nebraska that, like, talked to the NFL scouts, and they all, like, had good things to say about me and told me I was anywhere from, like, the third to fifth round. And, you know, I was like, all right, let's go try it. Let's go try to make some money from this thing. And, you know, I had a really bad combine. I didn't perform well at the combine. I think that had a big factor in it. And
well, why do you think? You just, like, a bad couple days at the wrong time, or what?
I'm not the most talented and gifted player. You know, the way I play on the field, I play hard. I'm, like, the enforcer type, and, you know, that's kind of my style. I'm a mauler, and that doesn't really translate well to, you know, combine drills and running straight and stuff like that. Like, I ran a bad 40. I think I was, like, a 5.3, which is slow. But, yeah, it just wasn't good. I only hit 20 on the bench press, which usually checks the box, but it just wasn't a good couple days for me there. It was just tough.
So, Nick, if you were in college now, when they changed all the rules and everybody's NILing to, like, the nth degree, and it's unbelievable, what would your NIL skill be? Like, what would you be marketing? Would you be doing, like cooking with Nick Gates at home? Like, what would you do to make that money?
Yeah, maybe try to do the cooking process. I haven't really thought about it. Maybe just a couple restaurants, being able to do stuff with the restaurants, because I like to eat, too. I'm a big foodie, and that was the best thing. I think the best part about being in New York was, you know, New York was only – I figured it out by the end of my career. I took the train over. I could be from my couch into the middle of the city in 25 minutes. So I started going over there a lot and eating new foods and different restaurants. And so I'd probably be marketing, like, trying to do the restaurants and get in with the restaurants and maybe, you know, make something and have them on the menu and something along that line.
How good a baseball player were you? I'm reading here that you were playing baseball at Bishop Gorman. Was that originally kind of what you were thinking in high school?
Yeah, so I actually always wanted to, ever since I was young. I started playing baseball since I was 3 years old, and, like, that was my goal, was to make it to the MLB. And my buddies always laugh at me, and they're like, all my good buddies are like, oh, your goal is to make it to the MLB, but, oh, you didn't do that, so you made it to the NFL. And I'm like, yeah, I guess it could be worse.
Pretty good fallback.
But, I mean, you're
yeah,
now
exactly,
I look
right?
at you, you're 6'4", what, 275.
You just hit tanks.
What were you, a first baseman? Like, what were you?
I'm about 3'10". But, yeah, I played first base, and I pitched I sat anywhere from, like, 88 to 90 and topped out in 92, 93. I like pitching. You know? I like being in control of the game. I like being, you know, I could dictate the tempo of the game and how it was going to be played. And, you know, I was just, yeah, I like playing first base, too. It was fun over there. I was good at picking, like, digging balls out of the dirt, picking them, and things like that. But hitter, I was fine. You know, I hit a couple bombs here and there, but wasn't great at it. So that's probably why I didn't go that route, because I knew I probably wouldn't have been – into MLB if I, you know, chose to do that. I'm 6'6 right now, about 3'10.
A little different than when you were in high school and they were saying, this guy plays two sports. Gates is with us. A couple of moments left here. That's awesome. A two-sport guy.
Seriously, that's cool.
So how did you decide? Was it just the career for football? Because you said at one point you weren't sure you were loving the game still. Like, how did you decide football was the way forward? You made the right choice, obviously.
Yeah, so I had, like, a couple – the baseball coaches saw the football offers I had, and they're like, we're not going to offer you because, you know, we can only give you anywhere from 30 to 50% usually. Baseball scholarships aren't very big because they have to give – I think they only have, like, 12 or 13 or 20 guys. So I knew that route. I could have went – the coaches said I could have went and played both at Arizona and UCLA, but I don't think that would have been able to happen. I think they were just kind of telling me that to be able to get me there. Yeah.
Have you found Ron Rivera and kind of the culture of this organization? He's been trying so hard to kind of establish this group here. You said they've been tough to play against the last few years. Have you found him?
He's a good coach. He definitely, everybody around the building likes him. You don't have to walk around eggshells with him, which I like. And you know, he's just like a genuine like person to you when you know, walking around the hallways and stuff and ask about how your day, how your family's going, and just like kind of ask about you and wonders how you are as a person. He doesn't just see you as a football player, like a chess piece, which is nice. And a lot of he hires a lot of guys that used to play, which is I've never been around before. A lot of coaches I've had before, like they've never played anything. They got to college if they were lucky. But it's like a different atmosphere when you're around people that have played and they understand what you've gone through and they've done it themselves, and a lot of guys did it for a long time. So that's nice to be able to, you know, have. And when you're around them and it's, you know, the tough times in training camp and they're like, all right, guys, I need you to go. Like, I understand where you come from. I understand it's hard, but we, you know, today we got to turn it on. We got to go. We can't be sloppy. And, you know, he gets it, and you know, he gets it because he's done it before.
All right, we're letting you go on this then. Chef Nick Gates, now you might take the night off from your chef duties. Did you have to be back?
Freezer, I pull out the thaw, or I might go to, I found a nice restaurant called sushi restaurant, Noku. It's up in Leesburg, Virginia, I think it is. Not
Leesburg's
15,
great.
20 minutes away. Oh, yeah. I've noticed they have some good stuff up there. I went and golfed up there a couple times, and they have good golf courses. But, yeah, probably I might go there again. I went there last night. I might go back again. And, you know, I met the owner, and he's a good dude. You know, he's gives me a couple different things to try every time I go in there, and I like to talk to him, so I might go do that again tonight.
If you're just going standard rolls, could you do 8, 9, 10? How many?
Maybe back when I was in college or high school, I definitely, me and my buddies, I'll actually tell you one story before I get out of here. There were 6 of us. We went to an all-you-can-eat sushi in high school.
Oh, man.
And we sat there for, I think, an hour and 20 minutes, and like we ordered like 20 rolls and like 150 pieces of nigiri sushi, and they basically stopped serving us because they were like, you guys are eating too much, like you guys gotta go. Then they served us and like, this is the last thing you could put in, and right after that they came and gave us a check and basically kicked us out of there.
You don't have to leave, but you got to get up out of here. Nick, we appreciate
exactly.
it, man.
You got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
Yeah, here's not no longer the place
we'll,
for you.
We'll be rooting for you guys this year, and you know, we want to see this line come together here for Eric Bieniemy. Thanks for the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
My pleasure. There's Nick Gates of the Commanders on Grant and Danny. Cool to have him on the program for the first time. Top of the hour, we've got your Beltway Blitz on all the teams you care about, including a big Caps hire of a new head coach today. And our G&D Spelling Bee, Darius versus Ryan on day one of the National Spelling Bee tonight at 5 o'clock right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.